Well, good morning. Actually, good afternoon. It's 12:04 p.m. Friday, January the 26th, 2018. It's 42 degrees and I'm freezing my butt off here because it's windy. There is a hell of a breeze. I didn't realize that before I left. I probably would have put on my fleece hat. However, I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. Plug out of my ear. Sorry. I had both earplugs in, and when I'm talking, it makes me echo in my head, and that's not good. There's nothing else in there, so it just bounces back and forth between my two ears, and it's distracting. So the good news is, I should have clean websites again. I got notification from Google last night. And I'm in the process of installing SSL, so we'll be going to HTTPS here soon. I'm not sure what I need to do other than probably a redirect. Oh yeah. We'll see. Six websites, six certificates, six redirects. We should be good. We should be okay. But yeah, today's adult task is finish the damn supplemental insurance application. I think I have 3 more months, but I want to get it done by the end of this month. It's only 3 months since my birthday. Sorry for the snorts and the sniffles. I'm leaking from the nose. Oh, this looks ugly. It is ugly. Crap. Intersection where the cars have packed down the snow into ice, and now it's melted a little bit on top, so it's got a little film of water just to make it a little more slippery. Okay, done. And I'm under the breeze, I'm under the wind. Push the hood back a little bit. I'm not completely out of the wind. I was fooled because it was behind me. Anyway, so, yeah, I want to finish that supplemental insurance application. And it occurs to me that I'm really only a couple hours work from getting South Coast available in paperback. But it's been hanging fire for months. So I'm going to do a little writing, then I'm going to do a little work on the paperback, cross one off my list for today. Getting the walk and the talk out. I'm running late because I've been fighting with Bluehost and SiteLock today. SiteLock drives me crazy. SiteLock is the official web cleaner of Bluehost. But their credibility with me is, at this point, very, very low. They call me and tell me there's something wrong with a website that has nothing on it. It's an empty directory. No, I'm sorry. Your scan ain't worth shit if it ain't telling you that directory is empty. What they're doing is that they're going off a Google feed, I think. And one of them is flagged, and it'll stay flagged until such time as that domain expires. So there's nothing behind it. It's really kind of dumb. So there are 4 or 5 of them that are either blank or null. I've removed them from my... They're still registered, because you can't actually just throw a registration away, apparently. I can unassign it. I'll have to see if I can delete it. I've got it set to not auto-renew, so eventually it will expire and go away. But they call up and they tell me, oh yeah, you've got a problem with this website. And it's like, there's nothing in that website directory. That's not even one of my websites anymore. It's empty. Well, yes, but Google says that no, I don't care what Google says. There's nothing in it. There's nothing there. There is no website there. Well, the scan last night shows that you've still got problems with NathanWall.org because, with Durandus.org. I said, well, Durandus.org shouldn't have a problem with it because it redirects to NathanLowell.com. All the Durandus and all the Nathan Lowell all go to NathanLowell.com. It's easy. If I have a problem with Durandus.org, if you believe I have a problem with Durandus.org, then you're missing several problems, not the least of which is Durandus.org doesn't exist. And they've done this to me every other day. They call me to tell me. And they're really pissed because I went with WordFence instead of SiteLog. No, I'm sorry, this is not how this works. This is not how this goes. So yeah, it's crazy. Oh, and then Bluehost. I've deleted 16 in the last 2 weeks, but before that I deleted 5 or 6 more. So it's like 22 deleted blogs. And the WordPress tool that I need to use to get the SSL for the WordPress blogs takes me to backup and won't let me do anything until I have done the backup, until I've restored. It won't let me delete the backups. It won't let me discard those folders. It won't let me discard those files. There is no reason for me to recreate them. Deleting them wasn't a mistake. And yet, I can't do anything about them. They won't restore so that I can then tell backup now to not do it. It's just crazy. So I fought with that for an hour and had to get onto tech support. And they said, oh, yeah, well, okay, we'll set that up so it doesn't do that anymore. Well, thank you. Why is this the default? Anyway, so this morning has been a bit aggravating. It's been a lot aggravating, honestly. It's just kind of major league pain in the butt. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I went right past it. I didn't slap it. Sorry, monk post. I'm focused on my feet. I'm focused on keeping them moving. And walked right by. See, you take 2 weeks off, almost 3 weeks off. Forget how to do this thing, honestly. Couple scans of geese up there. I probably can't hear them, but I can. Oh, the sun is shining on me. It is scattered clouds. There's a little bit of cloud. There's a little bit more cloudiness around now than there was when I started, but some instability in the atmosphere. I'm getting protected from the wind. That won't last as soon as I go around the corner down here, but so, yeah, I gotta go home, I gotta get something to eat. Gotta get ready for 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock my alarm will go off and remind me that I'm supposed to be working. So yeah, I wrote last night. I got quite a good chunk out last night. If I can get a couple more sessions like that in this afternoon, and then do one more tonight, that could be very close to the end of this book. It is. I can't decide if I'm at the end of the book or if I'm at the middle of the book. Or if I actually finish Suicide Run and I'm actually starting the next book. I don't know. I'm not going to try to make a judgment call on that right at the moment. It doesn't matter. I just have to get the words down. I have to get this thing written. I have to get it finished. I have to get something finished so I can publish a new book. It's already the end of January. I wanted to have this one out by the end of January. But that's not going to happen, I don't believe. Today's the 26th, I only got, 4 more days? 27th to the 31st, something like that. I don't think I can. Well, I know I can't because I can't get it to Karen Connell and then back again in that amount of time. And I'm not going to ask her to. And I'm not going to rush it, so I mean, I get enough of, well, it ended kind of rapidly. Kind of ended kind of abruptly. He must have been tired of writing this book, so he just said, okay, good enough, and closed the door. The ending is really rushed. People, the endings come when the endings come. If I were going to feel rushed about it, I would have felt rushed about it in July. The fact that I've stayed with it for another 6 months says that, yes, while I would like to have it done, no, I am not rushing the book until, because I have no need to rush the book. Frustrated by the book. From that aspect, I suppose, one might surmise that I'm rushing the book because I am frustrated by it, but that's not the case. Oh yeah, that's brisk. There's probably a lot of wind noise on the microphone. I'm sorry, I can't do anything about it. Try to tuck it in under a little bit. Pardon me while I make noise with the microphone. There. With any luck, it's tucked up underneath my hat enough that it's not getting wind noise anymore, but I can't guarantee it. Because I can't hear it. So anyway, here we go. Off to see the wizard. I'm almost back, which is good because I'm hungry. I need my lunch. I might make a second pot for this afternoon. I've been fighting it because I do the second pot and then most of it goes to waste. I make a half pot. Oh, come on. Ow, that hurts. The wind on my ears is... And I'm walking straight into it, so even putting the hood up isn't going to help. Feels like it's coming right off the North Pole, holy cow. That flag needs to be replaced. Neighbors have a flagpole up and they have a flag that runs, flies most of the time. But it's getting rather tattered. Last street. It's warm enough, the sun beating on the tar, that there's water running beside the road. All the little patches of snow on the tar are melting and leaking onto the gutter, so there's a little river running down the side of the road. I can't tell if it's melting on my lawn because the lawn just absorbs it. At any rate, let me step in the garage. I'm here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.